All right, what's going on? Welcome to Insight with Irv. If you are listening to this, if you are watching this, it is most likely the beginning of the new year. We are officially in 2024. And so with that out of the way, there are certain things that you most likely have on your New Year's resolution, whether you believe in them or not, whether you've created one or not, that is up to you. But I wanted to gear this episode towards something I think a bit more important, because sometimes we add a lot of things on our list of things that we should do, things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to strive for. But we often tend to leave kind of like on the back burners things that we should be removing. And so this podcast is going to be geared around seven things you should stop doing if you want your 2024 to be your best year yet. And if you're watching this and beyond, then you can still apply this to your life. So let's get right into it. So number one is, and this is a big one for me, and I put it up here first because everything that I ever give you guys is things that I've personally either have gone through or things that I personally struggled with, or honestly, sometimes these are just full-blown sessions where I just want to open my heart to you guys and let you know more so what I'm going through. So there's instances where I document. And so this is one of those instances where I've been there before. Number one is quit telling people what you're going to do. A lot of us a lot of us get into the habit of telling people what we want to do. We're constantly telling people what our goals are, constantly telling people how much money we want to make, constantly telling people when we plan on getting married, like the whole nine yards. And now don't get me wrong, guys. There are times or instances where you have an accountability group, you have your tight circle, but a lot of us, especially when we're posting on social media and we're posting on our stories just to get the likes, just to get the applause, just to get people talking, hey, great job, hey, I believe in you, you're looking for validation. And when you're seeking validation, especially from complete strangers that you don't even know online half the time, that's a dangerous game to play. You have to find your validation within yourself. Now that right there, once you get to that point where, look, I'm going to do this regardless of the support that I get, I'm going to do this regardless whether anyone else believes me or not, you become a very dangerous person. And that's the type of person you want to become, especially headed into the new year. The second thing that you want to stop doing is you want to stop cursing yourself. Now, full disclosure, I'm going to hijack this saying that I heard from a clip that I picked up. I believe it was a pastor speaking at a church. He says, Christians are okay with cussing, but Christians are not okay with cussing, but they're okay with cursing. I'm gonna say that again. He said, Christians are okay with cursing, but they're not okay with cussing. So, Irv, what's the difference? Cussing is, you know, the F-bomb. You saying, holy, you know, obviously I won't get it here because I like to keep this podcast PG, right? Saying things like that, you'll hear someone say that. And maybe to you, even sometimes I see the word damn, right? That one might get bleeped up. Who knows? But to me, that's not a curse word or a cuss, I should say. To some people, it is. Here's what instantly happens. We'll constantly get in someone's face and say, oh, you shouldn't be saying that. You shouldn't be cussing. That's a potty mouth. That's dirty. But then the minute that someone curses, and I'm going to say this, the minute that you decide to curse yourself, no one bats an eye. No one says anything. And so, Irv, what's the difference? Well, a cuss word is maybe dropping the F-bomb. But you cursing yourself, which flies under the radar, which in my opinion, it's far more dangerous. You say, man, I'm such an idiot. Or man, I'm so dumb. Or man, I'm so stupid. Or man, I'm so slow. Or man, I'm so broke. Why don't I learn skills fast enough? Like, I'm not a smart person. Like, I don't even like saying that for the purpose of the podcast, because I don't like speaking things like that over my life, right? Now, I do believe in you being hard on yourself and you working from a place of excellence, because I believe that working from a place of excellence is the greatest form of rebellion against what the enemy wants to plan against you. But I also want you to guard what you speak through your mouth, because through that comes life and through that comes death. So if you're going to speak anything over your life, you want to say, you know what? I don't know this skill yet, but I'm working toward it. I don't have all the money that I want to have yet, but I am saving, but I am investing, but I am reallocating my funds. That language is completely different compared to what we just finished saying, which again, I don't even want to say it again. So rewind the tape, because I don't want to speak that over my life. And I don't think that you should either. So cussing's one thing, cursing's another thing. You want to find the clear difference between both of them, but you want to pay attention to the cursing aspect, which a lot of times that ends up flying under the radar for a lot of people. So watch your self-talk. Number three, you want to stop listening to people who don't have what you want to have. I'm going to say that again. You want to stop listening to people who don't have what you want to have. Now, I'm not referring to coveting. There's a big difference. I'm not referring to you wanting their wife. I'm not referring to you wanting their money, you wanting their cars, their house. I'm referring to wanting maybe a marriage that maybe that you can model after them. And so if someone is speaking into your life, which I think that people have to earn the privilege to speak into your life. I don't think it's a right by any means. People have to earn the privilege to speak into your life. I like to look at, okay, if somebody is going to give me marriage advice, I'm going to see, okay, do you have what I want? So do you have a healthy marriage? If I'm looking at you, I see that this is your third marriage that you're going through. I see you're on the brink of finding your next wife. I see that the three marriages that you've gone through, you've been unfaithful. I see that you can't keep, you know, certain things in your pants. You have no control over your loins. You're going to be the last person that I'm going to take advice from on how I should run my marriage. If you're someone that's giving me advice and you've never ran a business and you don't know what it's like to run payroll, you don't know what it's like to invest hundreds, if not millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars into an operation, you haven't taken the time to develop your skills, you don't even have an LLC open, you're most likely at the bottom of the list of the person that I'm going to take advice from, just being frank. I would expect the same thing about me, because remember, I'm not trying to be high and mighty here. So if somebody is coming to me asking me how to prepare an engine for a car or how to repair an engine for a car, you best believe you better leave me for last. I am not your guy. I'm not a car guy. I know very little about cars. I don't really know, you know, where the gas tank is from the engine, right? I'm sure it's all in one place, especially unless you're driving EV. But you see what I mean? So you want to have people and you want to model after people that have either done the thing that you're looking to do and or have taken other people into the thing that you're looking to get. If we're referring to more of the business realm. Number four, the fourth thing that you should stop doing in 2024, if you want to have a strong year, is stop neglecting your health. Stop neglecting your health. This isn't just physical. This isn't just about going into the gym, having control over your calories, having control over your meals, which is super important. You also want to gain control over your mental health. Like, what are you watching online that could be distracting you from the work that needs to be done? What are you watching online that could be distracting you from giving your spouse the attention that they deserve? What are you watching online that's maybe causing an insecurity to come up that maybe has gone unchecked? But every time you look at that thing online, maybe it's someone talking about how successful they are. And in your mind, you're like, man, I'm such a failure. Why am I not there just yet? You want to pay attention to what you're digesting and what you're consuming. Again, not just physically, but also emotionally, for your mental health, for your well-being, and also spiritually. Mind, body, spirit. You want to be a walking tripod, as I like to refer it. If one leg gets kicked out, you're off balance. If two legs get kicked off, then you're screwed. And so you want to have all three flowing current, like a current, strong. And you want to make sure that they're all being conditioned evenly. And so you don't just want to build maybe a strong physical life and then all of a sudden your spiritual life is in shambles. But then you don't want to go on the other spectrum where everything is just super spiritual and then you're not showing up to actually put the work. You're just waiting for some good fortune or you're waiting for a greater force to do all the work for you. No, it has to be properly balanced in one direction. Number five. Stop spending money on stuff that you're not seeing an ROI on. This is especially for those of us that are making or that have rather less than 50K saved up in your account. I want to challenge you. If you have less than $50,000 saved in your account right now, liquid that you can pull from, you want to stop buying stuff that you don't see a return on. This isn't time to play around and buy something just to go on the gram, especially going into what I would consider at the time of this recording, an uncertain economy. Election years are always freaky. Election years are always very interesting, right? Not to make this political, but there's a lot of uncertainty. At the time of you watching this, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty in the markets. At the time of you watching this, there's going to be news breaking out. The news always gets very interesting around elections, and so do markets. And so with that in mind, during uncertain times, I don't know about you, for me personally, I can make better decisions when I have a nice cushion in my bank account in the event that there's a slow season, in the event that some regulations change with new policies coming into place, like whatever it is. You might be thinking right now, well, how can this affect me? What if a new law came into place right now that affected you do business? For example, Airbnb, I forgot what state it was. I think it was Georgia, Atlanta. Airbnb, out of nowhere, they started putting rules and laws in there that they couldn't have X amount of Airbnbs per owner. So if you wake up one day and you have, let's say, 10 properties and they say, hey, the limit's 5, you got to sell off the other 5, your business model completely, completely shifted overnight. And so you always want to be one step ahead of that. One of the ways that you can be a step ahead of a slowing down market and policies possibly affecting your market or your business or your line of work is having that cushion. So again, I implore you, if you have less than $50,000, everything that you buy after listening to this podcast going forward, I want you to ask yourself, am I getting a return on investment on this? Like, it needs to be at that level of detail. I want you to, and again, I've even spoken this for myself, is I needed to take control over my money. And so I wanted to know everywhere my money went. Because if you don't give your money an objective, your money's going to find an objective, whether it's serving you or not. So I want to make sure that I'm the master of money. Money's not the master of me. And so you want to make sure that when you're positioned that way, you know exactly where every dollar is spent and you know exactly what every dollar is being contributed to and if it's serving you or not. So I won't beat the dead horse with that. I think you guys get it at that point, right? Number 6, it's stop hanging around draining environments. And I want to add one more to this. Number 6 and number 7, I'm going to pair up together. So number 6 is stop hanging around draining environments. Number 7 is stop hanging out with deadbeats and losers. The interesting thing about this is that deadbeats and losers tend to hang around draining environments. Deadbeats and losers tend to constantly complain to each other and to other people of why they can't catch a break. But have you ever noticed that deadbeats and losers, they're always coming together to find like the core thought, the core belief, like that one stream. And that one stream is, hey, are you failing right now? Yes. Well, I am too. Oh man, there has to be something wrong with the market. Or, oh man, you know, these customers all suck. Or, oh man, everyone here is broke. And I was just having a conversation with this with my team, and they were talking about some of the leads that you know, were calling in for some of the services that we were offering. And they were saying, man, you know, some of the people that are coming in, they're broke. Or some of the people that are coming in, they just don't know the value of investing. Or some of the people that are coming in, is they're just not at that level just yet. And so I had to break a limiting belief really quickly with the team. And so one of the things that I did is I challenged them. I said, okay, cool. Well, you know, based off of how much money they're making, how much of the net worth are you actually asking for the service that you're giving them? And then they did the math. One guy was like, he says he makes about 100K. You know, the service that we offered was right around 10K. Okay, cool. So you're asking about 10% of his net worth. Okay, cool. There was a buddy of mine who offered a service. His service was right around $23,000. The average person that he sold to was right around $35,000 in annual income. At that point, he was asking for right around 70% of that person's net worth. That guy has sold thousands worth of people into his services. The minute that I gave them that example, they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And so sometimes if you're not careful, you'll start believing all the mess that you hear either from yourself, if you try to tell yourself the stories of why life is so hard or why you can't do something. And you'll also start believing the lies of other people when they come together to tell you, hey, yeah, we can't do this. Or yeah, the market's so tough right now. Or right now is not the time. Or right now we don't have enough money. So you want to rise above that, which is why you want to watch the environments that you're putting yourself in, and watch the people that are surrounding you in that environment. I have a bonus one for us, is stop with the half steps. Going into the new year, stop with the half steps. These half steps are causing you to second guess every move that you make. What does a half step look like? Half step looks like, let me try these two things at the same time. So two different objectives. So let me try my landscaping business and let me try washing cars at the same time. And whichever one takes off, that's the one that I'll jump into. That's a half step. Now, I know by nature, that sounds like it's a good idea because at that point, you're waiting to see which one takes off. But I promise you, the one that's going to take off the fastest is the one that you jump into the fastest at 100%. And so if it's landscaping, pick landscaping. If it's washing cars, pick washing cars. Spoiler alert, you're not going to outgrow the market, meaning both of those industries are multi-billion dollar industries. Just go look at the market cap for landscaping companies and go look at the market cap for car washes and detailing. There's a lot of money to be had. But what the issue that ends up happening is that we think that we can try both because it's more comfortable. And so that way, if you know they feel we're like, well, at least we tried. But did you actually really try your hardest? And so again, quick recap, quit telling people what you're going to do. Stop cursing yourself. Stop listening to people who aren't where you want to be or don't have what you want. Stop neglecting your health. Stop spending money on stuff with no ROI if you're making under, or if you have less than 50K liquid saved up. Know where every dollar is going. Stop hanging around draining environments. Stop hanging out with deadbeats and losers. And stop with the half steps. Again, these are seven things, which is a little bonus, with a little bonus that I gave you. Seven things that you should stop doing if you want to make this year your best year yet. If you found value in this content, consider hitting the subscribe button down below. Don't forget, we don't run any ads to these episodes. So all that we ask is that you leave us an awesome five-star review if you found value in this episode today. But again, I appreciate each and every single one of you guys. Until next time, I will see you in the next episode.